When it comes to poor morale and employee engagement, the Securities and Exchange Commission is on the mend. But the Government Accountability Office finds SEC management still has to fix a lack of cross-divisional collaboration and a lack of training for its specialized staff. Joining me with more, Mike Clements, Acting Director of Financial Markets and Community Investments at the GAO. Mike, good to have you on.
Thank you for having me, Tom.
Tell us what prompted this latest look at the SEC. I guess ever since Dodd-Frank, they've been struggling with how to deal with the work dumped on them by that particular law.
That's correct. So in addition to adding responsibilities to the Securities and Exchange Commission, Dodd-Frank also requires a triennial review by GAO of SEC's personnel management practices. So we did the first review in 2013, and this is our second review that we issued in December of this year.
And so what has changed since 2013? You found that a lot of things actually are better.
Yes. Yeah, so in 2013, we made 7 recommendations to the commission, and we closed 2 of those recommendations based upon this review. In particular, we found that SEC has implemented processes to monitor supervisors' use of its performance management system, such as ensuring that staff are receiving feedback and expectations. And second, we found that SEC has developed processes to actually monitor its performance management programs. So, for example, it conducted a review of its student loan repayment program. So those are 2 areas where we have found some good improvement from the commission.
And have you found that there's feedback that's evidence of this from the employees themselves?
Yes. Yeah, so in 2013, we conducted a survey of SEC staff, and we followed up again with the same survey in 2016. In a number of areas related to what we're calling organizational culture, we have found some improvement. In particular areas, we found improvement were in morale had improved, feelings of trust had improved. We also found fewer problems with sort of hierarchy and risk aversion at the commission. And so just to give you an example, in 2013, we found 38% of the staff felt that they had some voice in decisions that affect them. That jumped by 12 percentage points up to 50% in our most recent survey.
And how do those surveys that the GAO did compare with the federal employee viewpoint surveys that the OPM does every year?
Yeah, so our survey is a bit more targeted. The Dodd-Frank asked particular things for us to look at. For example, you had mentioned cross-divisional communication. That was one issue. But we also, our survey is a little more focused on the structure of SEC and some of the personnel management challenges the commission has faced in the past. So it's more targeted to what this mandate is about versus sort of a generalized survey of the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey. We do use the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey to put SEC in context with other agencies, but we really needed to do this separate survey to respond to the mandate effectively.
I guess those people must feel well measured, if nothing else.
Yes, I think so. Ours came out, I think, a few months before the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey went out.
Now, that idea of collaboration across divisions, is that a big factor in carrying out Dodd-Frank? That is to say, more so than what maybe the SEC had done traditionally?
Yes. Yeah, so in 2013, our review, we really found there was not much communication and collaboration. In fact, we weren't the only one. A Boston Consulting Group prior to our report had found a similar thing. We found SEC was very siloed, and to some extent, those silos still remain today. There have been some efforts to try to improve that, for example, agency-wide wards programs and including expectations for supervisors to communicate and collaborate, but it still is not sort of set throughout the organization.
And also the SEC has, I guess, hired data analysts and sort of technical people that it might not have had in earlier years, and they have to be brought into the fold in some manner.
That's correct. There's a lot of the challenges the commission nowadays faces are cross-divisional, whether it's regulating fintech, which involves technology and raising capital through the internet. That affects a wide variety of the divisions across the commission. So that ability of staff in one division or office to communicate with somebody else effectively in another division or office is really becoming critical to fulfill its mission.
We're speaking with Mike Clements. He's Acting Director of Financial Markets and Community Investments at the GAO. And so talk about training and the need for training for specialists. What do they need to do and what have they done so far?
Sure. So one of our evaluations was looking at the hiring and promotion process at the commission. And so this is, we get some applications in, how do we decide who we're going to hire? And what we found was that 94% of the case, the SEC staff did not follow one or more of the commission's policies. And what we ultimately found out is this was related to sort of a lack of hiring and training at those hiring specialists.
And what did they say they would do about it?
SEC has we made a recommendation at SEC do a skills gap analysis of its hiring specialist and then implement some training for that. And SEC agreed with that recommendation.
Now, there's one they disagreed with that you made, and that is enhancing the role of the chief operating officer, as the GAO said, would be the optimal means to achieve further enhancements. What's the beef over that one?
That's correct. So what we had recommended that either the role of the COO or some other official be enhanced such that they become the focal point on this issue of cross-divisional communication and collaboration, help break down those silos. SEC's position is that the office of the chair and the chief of staff would be in a better position to handle that. Our concern with that is, first off, we have not seen a lot of progress in this area. We still have over a third of all staff who are reporting that they have no interaction with staff from another division or an office. And breaking down these type of silos oftentimes takes upwards of 5+ years, and our concern is that the typical term of an SEC chair is significantly less than that, and therefore, will the momentum be maintained to be able to break down these silos?
And if a new chairman of the SEC comes in under the Trump administration, you could have pretty severe changes, perhaps in policy or emphasis, relative to Mary Jo White. And so,
that's correct.
What effect could that have on all of this?
That's correct, and I think that's our ultimate concern with sort of saying whether the chair's office would handle this. Because we want this, it really requires a longer-term focus, and otherwise changing priorities from administration, or even chair to chair, this may fall by the wayside.
Yeah, so this is really an issue not related to public policy, but just related to good operation of an agency.
That's correct.
Mike Clements is Acting Director of Financial Markets and Community Investments at the Government Accountability Office. Thanks so much for joining me.
My pleasure, Tom. Happy to do it.
We'll post this interview along with a link to the full report at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.